Morning finally arrived. The sun rose bright and shiny. There were no signs of any obstacles that would hold back the B'nai Yisrael from going into a battle that they thought they would win with Shalom Melech at their side. However, they had no idea that the outcome of this battle this time would be very different. That morning was Erev Rosh Hashanah. The army of Am Yisrael was camped in the mountains of Gilboa. When Shalom Melech arrived at the camp, he shouted out orders.
All right, men, the time has come. Put on your armor. Grab your swords, your spears, your bows, your arrows, your shields, and let's go battle the Pelishtim. With Hashem's help, we will wipe them out. Hashem will be on our side. Do you hear me? We will destroy them.
Your Majesty, how are we going to smite them and wipe them out? Look at them. There are thousands upon thousands of Pelishtim charging towards our positions in Gilboa. How can we ever beat them when we don't even stand a chance?
Faith, my dear soldier, faith! You must have faith in Hashem. We may be a small army, but if Hashem is on our side, and I say it again, if Hashem is on our side, we shall be victorious! The size of their army doesn't matter when Hashem is on our side. We can destroy their large army as though they were just a petty few Pelishtim.
Right, Your Majesty. Right, Your Majesty. Anything you say.
Great. Now, let's mount a counterattack. Let us show that Klal Yisrael is still strong. Charge!
They charged right into battle with the incoming attacking Pelishtim. Trumpets were blasting away, signaling the counterattack. The war was now fully underway. The Pelishtim armies outnumbered the Klal Yisrael's army by a great margin. Suddenly, the Pelishtim came charging down the hills and mountains and began surrounding Klal Yisrael's army. They all panicked and started running in different directions. Shaul shouted,
"Fight! Fight! Fight! Stop! Stop! Don't panic! Don't run! Don't run! Fight! 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 If you stay and fight, we will win! Don't lose faith in Hashem! Come on! Fight! Fight!"
Of course, these words of Chizik is what Shaul HaMelech told his soldiers. But deep down inside, he knew that the words of Shmuel HaNavi would come true. He knew that Klal Yisrael would not win this battle. Shaul HaMelech and his sons fought bravely. Shaul knew that he was going to die that day, but he did not know when. Despite all of that, his amazing courage was a sight to behold. Why? Because he knew he was fulfilling the will of Hashem. The Pelishtim noticed him and his sons. They began closing in on him. Shaul HaMelech's three sons that were there fell dead from the onslaught of the battle. When Klal Yisrael's army saw that, they panicked even more. Shaul, despite seeing his own sons, Yonasan, Avinadab, and Malkishua die before his own eyes, he continued to shout,
"Don't lose faith in Hashem! Fight! Fight on! Don't run! Don't run! Fight!"
The Pelishtim soldiers now started to move in on Shaul. Despite the fact that he was still fasting, Shaul HaMelech's strength did not falter. He swung his mighty sword to the right, to the left, and all around. The enemy were falling dead all around him. The Pelishtim archers kept shooting arrows at Sha'ul HaMelech. He raised his shield this way and that way, blocking many of the arrows being shot at him. However, one arrow suddenly caught Sha'ul off guard and struck him in an area that was not fully protected by his armor. Sha'ul began to feel faint and weak as more arrows struck. Sha'ul saw the Pelishtim soldiers coming towards him. He did not wish to be captured alive. He was not afraid of dying. He was afraid of being humiliated by them, either by being tortured mercilessly or by the humiliation of being a practice target for their archers. He could not bear to endure the Chil Hashem of being the anointed king of the Am Hashem being used as sport for the Pelishtim. Therefore, he called forth to his arms bearer and said,
Come here, my faithful arms bearer. Come here and take my sword and kill me now before the Pelishtim come and capture me alive and humiliate me for sport. And that will be a big Chil Hashem. Please, kill me. Kill me now. I'm dying anyway.
Your Majesty, how can I kill you? You were anointed by a Navi of Hashem. I can't kill a Mashiach of Hashem. How can I do that? How? I can't. I just can't.
Well, if you won't kill me, then I'll do it myself. I'm dying anyways. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I will stand up and lean on my sword like this. And now I will lean forward and fall on my sword like this.
And that is how Sha'ul HaMelech was nifter. He passed away doing tshuva until the very last second. His neshama then ascended straight to Gan Eden. There, his neshama remained together with the neshama of Shmuel HaNavi.
Whoa, Rebbe, that was amazing!
Yeah, you could say that again. I never heard anything like this.
Okay, while I have your attention, let's get started learning the psukim inside. Let's begin with Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Aleph, Vayehi. And it was. Vayehi, and it was, Bayamim Ahem, in those days. Vayikbitzu Pelishtim es machaneihem.